Radio.
Hey, it's Mike Robb. A new run of episodes of Grimm begin this week on NBC. And after the way things ended last season, well, where do they go from here? Series star David Giantoli fills us in on what's ahead. Plus, Monopoly is back in a big way with an hour-long TV show and a lottery that goes coast to coast. Mike and Molly star Billy Gardell has the details on that. Let's get to the point.
This is The Point. The Point Radio. Get The Point Radio.
Grimm is back on NBC dealing with the consequences that ended the last season, including some pretty major changes for the lead character Nick, played by actor David Giantoli.
Yeah, Grimm powers are gone from Nick, and he may or may not, I mean, he's kind of enjoying his new normalcy, I think, in a lot of ways, but he also knows that the Vessen are out there, so first and foremost, he's going to be using trouble as his seeing eye, Grimm. He is going to be tapping Monroe, which he used to do, tapping on his shoulder quite a bit. He's going to be using his team of Vessen and Grimm to try to do what he used to be able to do, but he doesn't have his powers anymore, and that means that not only can he not see the Vessen, he's just not as powerful as he was.
So overall, how has life changed for his character?
He has to focus on being a cop again. He used to solve crimes without having blatant tells as to who did this, so now he has to remember that he was a good detective and start solving cases the old-fashioned way.
Considering what Nick has been through for the past few months, wouldn't this be a better life?
You know, here's the thing. Even though he's not a Grimm, there's not like a peace that comes with it. We know about the world. We know what's going on out there. And they know about us. So the relationship changed. I depend more on Monroe. I depend more on Trouble. She and I grow very close. Again, she's much like a young sister to me or a daughter to me. And that's what you'll be saying.
So it looks like Nick is in for a rough couple of months.
Tormented by knowing that there's this other world out there, though. He's no longer really a part of it. He's kind of adjacent to it. Yeah, played it like it was a great loss of almost like a loved one. This thing I'd become so, I hated so much in the beginning, these Grimm powers, and then suddenly, slowly, came to really love and depend on. Now it's gone. So it was a painful process to go through, and, you know, the bright side could be it could make things better for Julia and me. But yes, I am no longer the Grimm, so there is still a Grimm on screen, so it was true to the title of our show. But it was fun playing Homo Guy.
Trouble is a new cast member played by Jacqueline Taboni.
Jacqueline Taboni was just such a breath of fresh air on our set. She's so fresh and talented and eager. It seems as though Grimms can only be Italian Americans. We have Mary Elizabeth Mastrantonio, David Giantoli, Jacqueline Taboni. I don't know if that's what they're going for, but it happened, so we love it. Yeah, she's incredible.
Paired up on Friday nights with Grimm will be Constantine. So the natural question is, how about a crossover?
There's no talk of a crossover, though. Matt Ryan and I are slightly buds. We knew each other a little this summer. His show is fantastic. I know the writer a little bit, and we're very excited to have Constantine as our pairing. I think they're going to be very successful.
Catch a new season of Grimm this Friday on NBC and see more at NBC.com.
The Point Radio.
Let's jump into the latest in pop culture. New year brings some new Marvel series to the comic book store shelf, starting with one that spins out of the current Edge of the Spider-Verse storyline. That'll be Spider-Gwen, It'll New Year, a new series that launches in February, written by Jason Latour with art by Robbie Rodriguez. Also, there'll be a limited series called Return of the Living Deadpool, which is actually one that's been talked about for a while. Colin Vun writes that one when it premieres in January. And Original Sin has spun off into something now called Operation Sin. But actually, it's a little more like an Agent Carter series. It features Peggy Carter, Howard Stark, and Woodrow McCord battling the Hydra organization for the control of alien artifacts. And that certainly sounds familiar. Like we said, this limited series will more than likely tie heavily into the Agent Carter TV show and premiere in stores in January. And finally, there'll be a new Ant-Man ongoing series that'll begin also in January. It'll be part of the Avengers Now lineup. Nick Spencer writes it, Ramon Rosanas will draw it, and of course it features Scott Lang as Ant-Man. There's some more familiar titles being associated with new series in development for television. There's a reboot of The Courtship of Eddie's Father, which ran from the late 60s to about 1972, with, of course, Bill Bixby in the lead. Also, look for a possible reboot of Marley and Me, the popular movie from a few years back. That's a possibility also for NBC coming in pilot season. Netflix is debuting the third season of their original series, Lilyhammer, coming up in a few weeks. The crime drama, starring Stephen Van Zandt, will debut on the 21st of November. Meanwhile, DirecTV is pretty thrilled about having The Kingdom join its lineup. After a successful premiere, the network has now given the series a 20-episode renewal. More than likely, you've heard about the return of Twin Peaks to a new episode run on Showtime, with David Lynch, of course, attached to almost write and direct most of the episodes. But you may be wondering how it all ties into the original series. Well, that'll be all spelled out in a book called The Secret Lives of Twin Peaks. It'll be an inside look at what happened to the characters between the end of the original series and the beginning of this new one. The book will be available in late 2015, and the new Twin Peaks debuts on Showtime in 2016. Next up on the birthday list for DC comic characters is the fastest man alive. The Flash celebrates birthday number 75 early in 2015, and in January we'll get a total of 21 variant covers spread across a bunch of different DC titles. They're all the usual ones, including Action Comics, Aquaman, Batgirl, and more. Some of the artists involved will be Jim Lee, Steve Rude, Dave Bullock, Ty Templeton, and more. And again, they show up on various DC titles beginning in January. The point. Billy Gardell, star of the successful CBS comedy Mike and Molly, is kicking another item off his bucket list. He's going to be a game show host. It's a new show called Monopoly Millionaires Club. And the twist here is that the only way to be in the studio audience and play the game is to buy a lottery ticket. It's the first multi-state lottery to be launched in 12 years. And it's available in 23 states across the U.S. I asked Billy to walk us through how the whole thing works.
It's a nationwide lottery, which is going to be a pretty big event. And it's a lottery that you have more chances to win than any of the other lotteries, okay? And for information on how that lottery works, you can go to www.playmmc.com. Now, the way our game show is connected to that is when you play the lottery, there'll be a number on the back of that ticket. You can enter that as a chance to come out as a contestant. We'll fly you to Vegas, and you get a chance to play the game show, which is going to be big. It's going to be exciting, and all the games on the show are connected with the games in Monopoly. Like, there's the electric company, there's a chance to win there, there's a chance to win money on the Reading Railroad. And so it's going to be this big show that culminates at the end with a chance to go around the Monopoly board. If you can get around in five rolls, if you can get past Go in five rolls, you win $100,000. If you land on Go, you can win $1 million. And I'm very excited about it.
Now, is this going to be the same Monopoly that we're used to?
Yeah, absolutely, man. All the games in the game show will be based on it. You'll see the iconic symbols. And, we're going to have different sections of the audience. There'll be the shoe section, the dog section, the car section. It's going to be really cool. One of the things that attracted me to it was the Monopoly brand, and Scientific Games has done an amazing job of combining the two. And, that's a game, it's the most played game around the world, so everybody's going to identify with it. And then you couple that with a chance to win a lot of money and maybe change somebody's lives, I think we're going to have a lot of fun with it.
Monopoly Millionaires Club is an hour-long game show, which seems logical because, as I recall, most Monopoly games went on a long time.
I've had a three-day game go before, but the thing about this is those games are versions of this game, and so it'll move pretty quick, but we want to be able to entertain you for an hour, and we want to build up to that possibility of $1 million, and I think they've found a wonderful way to do that.
A lot of comedians are headed to game shows these days. Is this a trend?
Yeah, I dig it, man, and I think comics are just natural fits for game shows. I mean, you see Wayne Brady has Let's Make a Deal. You see Drew Carey with The Price is Right. you know, now Craig Ferguson's going Celebrity Name Game. It's just a natural transition for us. We spend our whole life practicing talking to people anyway, so why not be able to change somebody's life, you know, and maybe make it funny along the way.
So what got Billy started in comedy?
You know, back when they had records. Are you old enough to have records?
Yes.
Yeah, me too. So we used to steal the George Carlin records and the Richard Pryor records and go down in the basement and listen to them. And I just thought, man, what an incredible way to talk, to make people laugh. And if there was a way to pay the rent, too, I thought, well, man, that's the job for me. And then my dad turned me on to the Honeymooners when I was about 9 years old, and I was done for. That's all I ever wanted to do.
All right, what's next on his bucket list?
Well, I would love for Monopoly Millionaires Club to go for 10 years and let that be my mainstay. And then I'd like to pop up in little films and do, you know, character acting parts. I always loved the way Gleason showed up in a movie and did a small part, but it mattered. And I always loved the way John Candy did the same thing. So that's kind of what I'm hoping for. Look, I live a blessed life anyway, so at this point, anything else is just, you know, icing on the cake.
Monopoly Millionaires Club debuts early in 2015. In the meantime, get information on how you can be in the studio audience right now. Go to playmmc.com.
The Point.
That's it for now, but we're back with all things pop culture in a few days and in all the usual places, too, like MichaelDavisWorld.com, ComicMix.com, GetThePointRadio.com, and, of course, in the iTunes podcast directory. Follow us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram right now under The Point Radio, and we'll see you right back here.
Get the-